This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Right. And they're also not safe for wasanatumia magari. So what do you think can be done about the industry to make it ifanye kila mtu aisupport? Na chika saizi kuna watu kama mimi wale wako apart from deliveries I don't want damn. Yeah, no kuna jibu before you take your spiro, because I know umeamua. Okay. And I can't stop you, man. You've said you're a youth.
Because sai mtu akitoka na bike na ni umepata request na inaenda kuisha, utangoja icharge ijae zi. Unaenda kwa swap station, unachukua yenye imejaa, unaacha hiyo ikichajiwa. So hivyo ndio ina run. Very convenient.
Very convenient, yeah. Because inamaanisha you do not have to wait itime yote ikicharge.
Also, it takes a bit of time, sindio? Kucharge.
Yeah, kucharge. Ikichajiwa. That's why now the swap.
So they are the pay as you earn model. So nyinyi mko involved aje, because natiki niki research juu yenu pia nilicheki ni kama mna supporting this pay as you earn model. Ekonene. Yeah, ikiwa ni a new year na hopefully tuna hope that you had some good holiday. And sindu tunaanza kurudi job, like it's just we are coming from that, unajua. Like kiasi itachukua time before we come back to what we are, sindio?
Yeah, tunajifamiliarize na our new class.
Yes
leo uko na move na desk.
And cheki mimi fulani kali sana msali kwa ameandika ati whoever put Christmas, New Year and rent in the same week, this house like a spot in hell. Because kuna mtu alibaki ameamua hivyo. But in the process tuko na Ngoge. Ni Ngoge, sindio?
Kimani Ngoge.
Yes. And the founder of Kijani Boda. So Kijani Boda ni?
Kijani Boda ni ride hailing app. Boda Boda's.
Yes.
Electric. Na pia tuna add feature deliveries. So delivery unataka za super za dishi,
yeah,
utapata kwa hiyo platform.
And nitakuwa super honest, I'm the sort of person who feels that the bodaboda market is oversaturated.
Sure.
I always say, I go as far as saying that if I was the governor of Nairobi, I'd come up with a way of killing the bodaboda industry. Why? I feel like number one, it's a menace. I might be talking from a point of privilege, so just lakini nisikize.
I totally understand.
Yes. I feel like it's a menace. And I feel like the fact that they don't follow any traffic rules means they put all other motorists in danger.
At risk.
Why? Because you never know where they are. Najua, like utakuwa kwa hii lane, uone iko kwa lane yako. Utoke kwa hii lane, uende kupiga left, unapatana ku overtake from the left side. So you're never sure where bodaboda people are. And with that, even if it's just 10% of them that are misbehaving, it makes roads so unsafe. So why choose an industry that if we ever get a competent governor or a competent president, we'll somehow kill it, but slowly. It's going to die a slow death if we ever get someone who's competent enough to make the public transport system as efficient as it should be.
Well, purchasing power Kenya bado uja.
Yeah.
Ijafika hiyo level. So there's always a market for wase wanahitaji ku move around a border.
Yes.
So that's why tuli choose kugo kwa hiyo space.
Yeah, yeah.
Now in fact, it's a very small industry, especially sasa ride hailing ya boda specifically.
Okay.
So I get your concerns za safety and security. Again, when you umesema inaweza kuwa like 10%, but wanachomea like kila mtu.
Yeah.
I think, man, that's a tough conversation to have.
Funny, when it comes to deliveries, I don't even have a problem with that.
Eh? Yeah.
My problem is when it comes to moving people,
because
they move people dangerously. And apart from moving people, vile niko nasema, miki bonga jia a governor killing it, ama a president killing it, it would be by them giving alternative ways of public transport.
Where, right.
Let's say if there is a BRT system, sindio? That means we can move super fast.
Or city trains. That means
I don't need a boda boda. Mm. Like if there's a tram, mm. I don't need a boda boda. Mm. And I don't think trams and boda bodas can coexist because trams keep hizo they has inaga deviation. If mm. boda boda mtu akikuja, because your tram itatoka kwa nini kwa pavement at yende mm. itakuwa ikipitia hapa inapitia hapa mm. na sasa kuna video fulani kuna go round sijui niko sure uliona ile mm. I think it was on Thika Road ile msali toka tu hivi akachotwa na gari ya tours vitu zikamwagika kwa
pale niliona
na cheki mm. mm. so I always feel like if there's a good public transport system it would kill the urge for boda bodas a lot
mm.
Not the urge for the Glovos and the Jumias mm. those ones would still maintain
okay.
but we'd have to reduce drastically the number of boda bodas on mm. the road because mm. now the average person if kuna public transport I think it's going to be less than 50 bob now you know that if it's a very mm. efficient
mm.
efficient one yes
efficient and timely
yes
yeah
So
my pushback is mm. now I pose a question to you.
Yeah.
So how does that look like? How do you get rid of these guys who
if we're going to say of course it can't happen overnight
mm.
but it would happen through to come a tram. If you're being a mm. tram stories zako za ku cross from this lane to this
right.
lane that those ones have to end.
So what's the timeline?
With a serious governor that's less than 5 years.
Okay.
With a serious governor it's less than 5 years because mm. if you look at Ethiopia umeona the new images mm. coming from Ethiopia mm. it's very organized and Ethiopian askiom same do that in less than 5 years
yeah kuna yes. actually kuna borders walitoa
eh because you understand like nini but of course I'm wishing you success and we'll talk about
yeah, your business.
I'm
just
telling you like mm. in I feel like the market is oversaturated
mm.
like you don't feel that even as you enter the market you don't feel like it's oversaturated
well Africa is huge Kenya like is not Kenya. The only market
yes Also, yeah, we're going to think yeah, about Kenya.
Yeah, okay. Kenya is home, so charity begins at home. We yes. have to, like, set up here. Mm. But, I mean, Tanzania is open, Uganda is open.
Okay, okay.
Rwanda is open.
But, Uko, they don't misbehave kama Kenya?
They don't. They, like especially Rwanda, they are very organized.
Mm, mm.
So that's one market we are looking at. Mm. Ikona, in fact, Gava, sasa ilisema, actually, boda zenye si electric.
Mm.
Zisi importiwe anymore.
Mm.
So sahi boda ziko Rwanda zote ni electric.
Mm.
Na unaona hiyo ndiyo focus yetu.
Yeah.
By the way, so okay, that's okay. an interesting mm. market.
Plus also the couriers as well. Najua most of these boda boda zenye unaonaga, wamechoma gari, wamefanya.
Mm.
Niza kutransport watu.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
But ufitua courier ni you'll make sure like boda yako has the proper licensing.
Mm.
Manyana, the package also mm. piko. Ningumu pate mtu wakuri ya mebebara.
Yes, mm. facts. Yeah. Mm. True.
So when they, and then the ninis are insured.
Mm.
Mm.
So wakikosa accident, mm. just una deal na company. Na,
yeah.
Is it raya zingina, is it ata insurance? Because mm. mm. ata nini aki make traffic offense, ata maliza na wewe ki street style.
Mm.
And you treat both of, nyinyi wote me,
mm.
me lose.
Mm.
So na pia makarao inakuanga ngumu kumstopisha mm. atiangalia kama akona
mm.
napata even those kids pia unapata hata they are wengi wata wana ID
mm.
so kikos accident ni kukam kutafuta mobilization
yeah,
wakosa si na hapo alafu wahepe before mm. makarao afiki
mm. okay.
kuzata hope on the other
mm.
Yeah, hey, that's so, what I'm saying. If you come to yeah. delivering goods,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
goods, you're to support.
Okay.
And I think Kijani bado mtakuwa
mtu yes, that. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I think let's go shida nayo ni transporting humans.
Humans.
They do such. Kuna wengine tulicheki majuzi.
Mm-hmm.
It was alikuwa amebewa watu watatu nje ya Upper Hill. Alafu, on top of that, amebewa watu watatu. Of course, niko sure Kijani ya mtakuwa mki allow that. Eh. Alafu, anadu hivi kwa.
Ooh.
Kwa nini kwa highway. Yani kwa hiyo nje ya Upper Hill na cheki so he's doing this and you're there afu watu wote watatu wanacheka and they're there looking at them you're like if an accident happens you're going to blame so wagari
mm.
but that's the sanity so you as someone who's investing in this industry
mm.
what sort of sanity would you expect from the government let's say we are not killing the industry how can we make it better where it's safer for everyone
because
right now I feel like roads are more safer for boda boda riders than anyone else they're not safe for pedestrians pedestrians get hit badly because pedestrian anajua hizi vitu zinafaa ku keep left zinaenda zime keep right and they're also not safe for wasi wanatumia magari. So you, what do you think can be done about the industry to make it ifanye kila mtu aisupport? Na chika saizi kuna watu kama wale wako apart from deliveries I don't want
So I think the best approach now ni training. Basically training ya safety na ikue priority. And watu, kuna watu wanafanya a very good job on that. Uber. Uber wako na boda pia.
Okay, okay.
At so, yeah, at a Bolt. So, I can't speak on Bolt, but I know Uber, they do proper training of every rider before they onboard them.
Okay.
Na hiyo ndiyo direction pia si tuna head. Also, make sure like, kama ni app-based, unajua mtu hayuko kwa app, sasa we don't have control. That I really can't speak much on that, but the app is riders,
yes,
mandatory helmet for the rider and the passenger.
Okay,
so those two things I think are very important. Also insurance, to make sure everyone wako insured. County government imeona wana push riders waingie kwa sacco. I think that's for maybe for tracking purposes. Sidhani hapo kuna sako, how do you control a sako like that yenye inaramiwa na county government? So I think to me for for tracking purposes.
So is sako like whose idea is it?
The county government. Okay, see singular, see single sako. Wanasema every rider must belong to a sako.
Nilikuwa nafikiria ti hapana county inaanzisha sako yake.
Hapana, hapana. Eh, hapo nilikuwa nimekosea. So it's like a mandate. Wanasema lazima you belong to a sako na ukuwe na reflector. So that's another thing pia sisi, lazima riders wakuwe na reflectors.
Yes.
And Uber pia you see wanafanyanga hivyo. So, and ride up based bikers na make sure wako na hizi naitwaje, hizi reflector.
Yes.
Na ziko ni county government wali insist lazima wakuwe nazo. Na ziko na hiyo lebo ya Nairobi County Government. Although kuna pushback hapo, but yeah, it is what it is.
Okay, okay. But at least someone is trying to do something
about it.
I feel like but sasa nini, vile umetoka kubonga juu ya electric bikes, imenikumbusha yeye aliniambia hii mwaka anataka kuchukua Spyro. So this whole Spyro saga, like what's up with Spyro and how does it, unajua yeye anasema bado yeye ni youth, so akiamua, unajua sami niko pale, oh nyi watu mko over 40 am understand, I'm there like
the only reason sitachukua Spyro ni juu ama Chelsea fan. Na Chelsea lojua ti ati ukitafuta nduzi time game ya Chelsea na Chelsea wezi get.
Yeah. Oh, mna kwa watu wa hizo?
Ati watu wa sengage.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. So, history of Spyro. Like, because I remember we had to meet on Sunday. I think we mentioned it juju, yeah?
Yeah.
So, how does the model work and like what's the whole idea behind the model? Na nyinyi mkidina electric bikes, are you dealing with electric bikes from Spyro ama do you have your own way, are there electric bikes that someone can charge in the house, where people charge their electric cars? Like what's happening?
Great question. So hiyo story ya Spyro,
only Spyro.
Ama Spyro. Okay. Spyro potato. Okay. Potato. So model yao ni basically wana own the battery.
Yes.
And it's very clear for terms and conditions. But of course, kama mtu hakusoma terms and conditions, ata feel ako aggrieved. So of course, juzi niliona walikuwa na PR nightmare. Si, hiyo ni kitu mzee, siwezi wish on any brand. You know, kuona aso wakipitia like such a tough time.
So they, according to you, they are not on the wrong? It was like it's in the terms and conditions.
It is though.
In the terms and conditions.
It is, yes. Okay, it is. Okay, so okay. Maybe where they went wrong, they hawaku communicate that very clearly to the riders. Unajua riders, wengi wameendea hizi bikes juu ziko cheap. ni 95k ni electric.
A normal electric bike waka how much?
220 plus. Yeah, kama bike ya Rome, jua Rome, 250k plus. Na hiyo ina kama na battery na unapoa di charger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask another thing.
Mm.
When they take their battery, do they take the bike itself? Homa bike wanakuachia?
They take the battery. They just own the battery.
They own the battery.
Yeah,
so bike unabaki nayo kwa hao.
Unabaki nayo, yeah.
Ni vile wezi tumia. Okay, I don't think about make any wrong. Mimi ndio nilikuwa nafikiria at the fact that they own the battery, they take the whole thing.
No.
So mekuachi hapo, so ukitaka kuisukuma kwa keja tu ikuambe.
Yeah. Ama uconvert.
Yeah.
Kuna option ya convert.
Oh, to gas.
Yeah, kuna sasa nimeona amefanya hivyo.
Okay, okay, but which of course is dumb. So nice. Going into the future, you'd rather be electric.
Yeah, nikaa ku reverse.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Kuzee kulikuwa na hiyo nini? And why do you think it was a PR nightmare? Because I feel like just cause there were a few customers,
yeah,
those customers did not want the issue resolved, does not mean that. Ama it was more than a few customers.
Yeah, well, PR nightmare because the moment kitu imeenda social media, ime blast.
Yes.
So whether ni fact or fiction, ni hard, kuna a very thin line. Ni hard kujua like what's the real deal, what's going on here.
Okay.
So that's why inasema ilikuwa PR nightmare.
Wacha nchukua hiyo opportunity. Spiro jo, pay me man. Like if the bike is 250k and someone is paying 95k, you don't need any explanation. You understand?
And then
like the difference is so
but
big.
But it's 95, but you pay pole pole.
Yeah, or 95 pion alipa pole pole.
So
yeah, or cash.
It's an installment of
you put 95. Down a deposit of 10%, which is 9k, 5 sok.
And
for
then, sana kwambia, then basi ya wajui nini, wewe wenye unafaa kukuandika as their PR person, because imekuchukua like 1 second to move to the other side. If a bike is supposed to be 250,000, na umeipata for 95,000, na umeambua clearly, battery lazima ucharge na pale, because that's how they are making their money. They've basically given you the bike for less than a third of its price. Sindio? Ama okay, maybe let's say maybe around 40%
yeah,
of its price. You need to shut the fuck up. I think that's just me. Najua like inafaa kuwa simple hii kitu si yako, otherwise endo ununue ile aso mbili wachane na hii nyingine. You understand? Like you have to life inakuwa about trade-ins.
Yeah,
because of this I get this, because of this I get this. Acheke. So I think wewe unafaa kuandika tu yes, spiritual. Hiyo ama mimi. Neza handle your PR nightmare. It's so simple. You just put the figures. Miko nafikiria that maybe the Spiro bike is 95. Alafu if you buy for yourself, it's maybe 120. I thought that it was such a small difference. So it's like, for 25K, for them to and inputs and slave you.
Those batteries are expensive. They're very expensive.
Oh, okay. Damn. Yeah, no, kuna jibu. Before you take your spiro, because I know umeamua.
Okay.
And I can't stop you, man. You said you're a youth.
Okay, I'm not going bike lane. Because I don't trust Kenyan motorists. Plus, if I break something up, then, you know, my body is my work.
Kuna repair.
This is my body work. So I can't come here nini without ama nikigongwa kichwa, that's it. So I'm saying that because I'm looking at the statistics.
Right.
Yes.
Because pia kumekuwa na accidents zingine ziko kwa being reported watu kutoka wacha during crisis.
Yeah.
Hapo Karai bado kulikuwa na accident. Almost I think
9 people
feared dead.
I saw it.
Yeah, Karai.
Very unfortunate.
Kwani it's such a dangerous place?
It is.
It seems.
Oh, okay.
Kuna history of accidents.
So yeah, I unless it's necessary, but that's me. Ikiwa tu very necessary, don't hop on one.
Okay.
But I'm not hopping onto that bandwagon.
And how heavy is that key battery? Just Spiro? Because no naga too. Because your apartment, because Spiro, that's the battery itself.
Yeah, that's the battery, yeah.
Okay. Like how heavy is it?
Well, on the weight, I have no idea. I'd be lying, nikikwambia. To answer the second question, which bikes manufacturers are we working with?
Yes.
So tunaangalia Ampersand ya Rwanda. Hey, they have awesome bikes. Na battery swap stations zao ziko fiti sana. Like the network in Tao iko fiti.
Now pia ni you don't own it, you don't own the battery.
Pia. Ah, you own. you own the battery, so the only thing ikiisha unaenda una swap.
Okay.
Unapewa yenye ime iko full.
Oh, so you that one you pay your the whole 200 plus.
Yeah. Plus. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but kuna financing options watu wanalipa pole pole.
Okay. Okay. But that's clear. So, do you think like how Spiro can end up coming up with that where they're like, since munazusha, kuo kilipa tu so mbili yako, whatever, alafu you own it, munaza kuo kikuja kucharge. Do you think maybe that's something they need to pursue?
Probably, but they're too deep on that model already.
Yeah.
To like reverse that. Na watu wengi already wanajua nikiona 9, so 5, kuna bike. Then your balance tako nalipa polepo. So ni wame the most important thing ni wame make that very clear. Hii battery si yako, bro. Hii battery, we own it.
Now every time I charge, like how much do you pay?
Between 200 and 300 bob.
Okay. And that one, if you're a boda rider, can it make you back that money?
Yeah, oh. Couple of times over. A fully charged battery na run 80 km.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I guess Nizo stories okay, damn. I pity them because I remember seeing the whole thing. Me, I thought they were the most evil people on planet Earth. And then I thought that, hey, easy bikes, come on, cheap EV.
Ajua wako na jana UG, eh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, alafu now, if I was to talk to the average rider up in Kenya who uses Spiro, ulalikuwa na 9,500 shillings.
Yes.
You are able to get into this business. Would I find someone who's angry or someone who's happy? The average one. Let's not look at the internet because the internet is full of bullshit.
The average guy is happy.
Yeah.
Because they are making their money.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they are making daily payments on the bike and they have to pay for the battery swaps. And of course, the ride hailing app has to take a commission, but still they are making money. Tu anajituma bro, kuna msee anajua ana make 10k a day. So hata alikuwa online, so a Bolt ana make 10k a day.
Also anajisukuma kabisa.
So msee anarauka all the way to jioni. They're making good money.
Alafu with that, so that means harada kitaka kulipa Spiro anaweza malizana nao in 1 year.
In a very short time.
In 1 month for the bike.
Yes.
And then akuwa kidutu hizo la charge battery.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn, but I think they should get these guys their PR guy.
I'm sure they have a PR person.
Yeah, but PR person onge na ama onge na sisi. Mi PR person, mi niko tayari kuja kwa ofisi yenu. This year, mi na hiyan tunatembea.
Benye inafaa, man.
Natembea, because I think sometimes, hii naitonga ni victim mentality na kwa kambaya sana. Ukienda kwa internet, you think that's the worst company ever. Najua, then you come and realize that they give you a bike worth over 200,000 shillings for 9,500 just to start the business. Najua, because sisi tungekuwa tunaweza kuambiwa hivyo. Yeye try kumwambia unaweza enda pale uambiwe like hii iPhone, unaweza pata hii iPhone 17 Pro Max and you start your business and unapata at 10%. Then utakata.
Utaiwai.
Utachukua haraka sana.
Breakfast.
Plus also I think if you're taking your plan, your small deposit, then you make daily deposits. You must be a rider as well.
Majority ni up.
Why to make financial sense.
Up best, yeah.
So, kama umechukua ikae hapo, then maybe.
And you see Spiro needs that battery swap.
Yes.
To make money.
Oh, yeah, because I think people are going to say, they also need the batteries to work because unajua battery kikaga for long bila kutumika hiyo kufa. So you have to, like even...
Ikuwe active.
Lazima battery ikuwe active. So any battery, yeta ukiwe na power bank, alafu chukweo power bank, umecharge, uweke chini. Nonga majuzi kuna mtoi, wangu alichukua power bank kaina nayo cost. Nakumbuka, vila lirudisha hapa, it was not working well. Nakumbuka ili tuchukua time kabla, paka tukiseti nini ili time ilianza kuwa, tukua like, damn, this thing is...
Lakini leo ijawaka.
Leo jack. Na check. Na mtu mtu yeye alichukua hiyo battery ni for 1 month. Alitumia akienda coast. Avile ilisha charge, yoko anajua kuicharge. Akaiweka,
ikalala tu.
Ikalala tu. That's 1 month. Ikakuja. So that try to imagine. Yes. And this is a quotes a cheap one.
Yeah.
Understand?
So, you can imagine this one ni venye ni big.
So Ngogi unasema ukichukua tu Spiro una join sako.
kichukua hiyo bike tu, I think the best approach ni uingie tu kwa app.
Now hit the streets.
Sign up kijani boda, sign up Uber, sign up Bolt.
Okay.
Piga kazi.
Yeah. Ekonene, so the festive season is here. Na Lemfi wako na a very great offer kwako. Abaki umesign up ukitumia the promo code Ekonene, and on your first transaction ya $50 ukisend home, unabaki umepata a $20 sign up reward. Najua $20 sign up reward on your first transaction of $50 only. Why? Because it's the festive season. Baki umechangamka, tumia promo code Ekonene, ingia Lemfi. Why? Upate the most competitive exchange rates. Alafu pia na kuwagani chap-chap, like transactions ziko instant. Changamka raka-raka, Lemfi, international payments for everyone. Ekonene.
Of course.
Mm. But nini, kitu moja ile pia lazima tukupatia credit, you are an entrepreneur and you saw something.
Yeah.
That a lot of people don't see. Mm. Najua cause tuweza sema wewe you're a techpreneur. Najua. So wacha tubongeje hiyo. Ulianza hii kampu in 2022?
Yeah, registered 2022.
Yes.
But the whole idea ilianza 2020.
Oh, okay.
Kuna kampuni ya UG ilikuwa huku before COVID. Anaitwa Safi Boda. So COVID ikawalemea waka exit. Hao ndo walini inspire. Juu nilikuwa nimetumia service yao. Around 2018 hapo. Kani bamba sana. Likuwa rider kona helmet, passenger unapua helmet.
Safe Boda, mi likuwa
kamto Safe Boda. Unapua hadi kahenet, bruh. Yeah.
Safe Boda ni kona experience flani na mbiaga kina ya. But wacha tuendele. Wacha tuendele.
Very.
Musi wanchi kemeza kucheka tu. Kuna experience moja nishai pati asia.
Kuna backstory hapa.
But tuendele.
Yeah, so unapua kahenet. So very clean, unavaa helmet juu.
Yeah.
Oh man, nili bambika na hiyo experience sana.
Yes.
So when you
wali exit the market.
Wali exit.
I used to be a member, Joe. Yeah. Mimi nilikuwa member design. I think you could even pay up front.
Yeah, nilikuwa na ilikuwa na wallet ndani.
Ilikuwa na wallet. Na hiyo wallet ilikusaidia sana. Ilikuwa ga like
in 2021, si ndio?
Yes.
Yeah. Around that time.
2020-2021 up there, around that place.
In fact, wale refund do yote yenye mtu alikuwa na kwa wallet.
Yeah, hakubia mtu yote.
Very clean. So yeah, when you wali exit, nika call co-founder wangu, shout out to Kevin. Nikamwambia bro, so yeye ni the technical guy.
Yes.
Nikamwambia hapa naona kuna opportunity. Juu service me personally ni nice. Tunaweza build kitu but sasa differentiator yetu ikue we go all electric. Juu by then 2021 bike electric zilikuwa zimeanza ku pick up. Rome ilikuwa imeingia kwa market. So nikaona hapa ndo future ina move inaelekea. Na sahi, the numbers sahi are crazy compared to that time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, tukaanza ku build up. Jamaa yako na full-time job. So, ni tricky sana. Mimi mwenyewe nikajaribu ku learn coding, ndio niarakisha software.
Hey,
ikanipiga chenga deadly. But now, mahali tuko, the app is complete, fully functional.
Yeah, both Android and
iOS. No, only on Android. We are working on the iOS version. Based on of course numbers, that's the Kenya, like I think over 90% of smartphone users in Kenya ni Android.
Android, yes.
But lazima tukulikie even the iOS guys.
Because see with iOS the una target wase wa iOS walota
wa deliveries.
Wale watataka
tuseme hivyo.
Kitu iko delivered au even kubebwa.
Hata kubebwa
Hii ni era ya iOS hapa. Ikichelewa go ayurukia bodara karaka.
Kati
kuna kwa gana hiyo like sometimes when if you're in a hurry and you need something done, a boda becomes there.
Yeah, very convenient.
Yes. Kuifanya. So of course sasa you describe kijadi boda as for us by us. Kwa nini? Ile Safe Boda ilikuwa walami ama?
Ugandan. Basically for us ni built by Africans.
Yes.
For Africans. So hapa hakuna mambo ya extraction. Juhu ba ina extract ganji.
Yes.
Bolt ni Estonia.
Pia
ina extract ganji Kenya. Now ana extract a lot.
Yes.
Juzi Safcom pia. Sigava imeuza some share ya Safcom. Najua sana the majority shareholders are ni Vodacom.
Vodafone.
And the parent company is English. So bado tuko under wakoloni. So ni kuchange your narrative that PSC tunaweza build vitu zetu.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Alafu pia hapa na tiki mtapatana na companies kama Arkride na Ampersand.
Yeah, Ampersand hiyo nimekuambia. Arkride nili have conversation nao akasema hawezi. Juu wako locked in na Uber.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Ukiangalia bike zote za Uber ni za Arkride.
So what I'm learning from you is history ya battery swap. It's not a Spiro thing. It's something that happens.
No, battery swapping is very normal in that space. Because sai mtu akitoka na bike na ni umepata request na inaenda kuisha. Utangoja icharge jae zi. Unaenda kwa swap station, unachukua yenye imejaa, unaacha hiyo ikichajiwa. So hivyo ndio ina run. Very convenient.
Which is convenient. Very convenient because inamaanisha you do not have to wait time yote ikicharge.
Okay. Also,
it takes a bit of time, sindio? Kucharge.
Yeah, kucharge.
Kichajiwa. Yeah, that's why now the swap. I have no idea. Yeah, hapo nitadanganya.
So swap ni kama ile ni car formula 1, eh? Vile mtu
ana tires, then you want to switch tires, yes, exactly. So nilikuwa nasema also it's cheaper than Ngata. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Ndio nilikuwa nasema like yo, if you had to buy that bike and then go back, makes no sense. Najua. Because I'm sure pia ikiwa na battery hivyo, it's more powerful.
Yeah, it's very electric. Powerful.
Jevo? Kwa electric, it's more powerful than nini. Talking of electric, what I talk kwa boda kidogo turudi kwa Mandai. There's something I saw that was super interesting. I don't know if it's still on my Google, my Insta stories. Ilikuwa story ya mlami fulani alikuwa anabonga juu the bubbliest bubbly of the world. Ama the bubbliest bubble of the world. Na alikuwa anasema ni according to yeye ni Tesla.
Okay.
And ni Tesla because Tesla inakuwa valued at higher. I think ni iko valued at 1.2 times the value of all car companies combined. Does that make sense to you?
No. Sounds
so hard. Tesla iko more valuable than Toyota, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan.
No way.
Wacha tusiende mbali.
Nissan
Tesla iko more valuable than Toyota.
How?
Then uko like okay, then tuseme Tesla iko more valuable than Toyota plus Nissan. Then tuendelee Tesla iko more valuable than tukaitu Japan bado. Toyota, Nissan, Subaru. Mazda, Honda, Subaru,
Mitsubishi.
Who believes that nonsense?
Doesn't add up.
Doesn't add up. So kuna mtu alikuwa ameandika like this is the most bubbliest. So every time tunasikia Elon Musk is the most valuable nini. That's when I check Elon amekuwa akitry kuchukua pesa yake. Umeko kicheki
he tries to cash out.
Ana try ku cash out. He's always saying that he wants to take his billions. So kuna mlami alikuwa ame do hiyo video. Kuna sasa atasema mchukiaga Elon but it's just a fact. Acha tumsikize.
Tesla is valued at more than all the other car companies put together. Tesla is $1.62 trillion and all the other car companies are $1.33 trillion. So Tesla is worth 1.2 times all the other car companies combined. Of the car sales, what percentage are Tesla vehicles? Between 1 and 2%. This is the bubbliest bubble in Bubblesville. This is outrageous. I know I'm only a bachelor of science in economics and business administration. Maybe this is explained in the master's level, or I've got to get a PhD to understand. What?
Meskio.
It would only make sense now, because on a certain one point, the car sales.
Ni 1%.
Oh, valuation. It's one thing making them.
Or car sales.
But you must sell. You must move them.
You must sell units, yeah.
Unless as an hour, anasema, nini, the riders are enjoying the car too much. Mpaka wana stop. Kikope. Anasema, let me tip Tesla.
This guy is too good.
But your mouth was older. Mpaka wana pose. Anawekea kakitu. Like, thanks. Back to watching.
Before I
continue watching, this picture is so sweet. Unless that's now, that's what they are doing. Because it's one thing, like Africa yenyewe, I'm sure Toyota zimecha.
Sisi saizi tunajuaga, like the most valuable company tukiulizwa sisi kama Kenyans tutasema Toyota.
Yeah.
Because the car in front is always a Toyota.
It's always a Toyota.
Tukitoka Toyota, I think tutasema Nissan. Tukitoka Nissan, tutasema kina Mazda.
Yeah,
sindio?
Yeah.
Then, because Mazda size imeanza kuongezeka.
Mm.
I think after Mazda, tunaweza go German sasa.
Yeah.
I think. Because I think akina... Subaru.
Yeah, Subaru. Yeah.
Tutakuwa Subaru.
Mm.
After Subaru, sandu tunaweza Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah,
Subaru. Benz wagamop sana.
Mm.
After Benz, VW na BM ni gani mingi?
BM.
BM, eh?
Mm.
Okay, tuende BM. Alafu, Tesla won't be there.
No yet. Way.
So
is there Tesla in Kenya?
Yeah, Zico,
one,
Zico.
Kadha.
Yeah, Zico. Kadha. Okay. Kadha. Mm. Tesla is a really good car. Just a shitty owner. Would I want to own a Tesla right now? No. Nishaikuwa ndani ya Tesla. Besti yangu anaitwa Brian. Brian hizo, tunajua ni aniko nini fana, niko shua na sikiza hii ukiwa ndani ya Tesla yako. Beautiful car. Like the, ata hiyo nini, ni glass, Buddha. Like
the panoramic. Whole
panoramic view. The glass. It's beautiful. Like unangalia ya jua hivi. Unasema, I need to work hard. But... that was before we knew this is the most racist piece of shit. Kikivile anakuwa gasji, white people anakuwa attacked in South Africa. What? Hakuna mtu anadedisha nini. So, alafu, machainisi wakakuja. Machainisi mtikio mpya, Xiaomi.
Bro.
Mtikio Xiaomi, na yu ni generation one.
Kile ina spin migu ina...
Yu ni ki, I think ni ki BYD.
Bro.
Kina chapa hivi. Vile, hata nyanyangu aniza i-drive jo. Like unamwambia tu unataka kwenda wapi? Sawa. As long as he understand accent ya kijaka.
Yeah.
Ah, na anafika anaenda. Like Hyundai inajipark hivi.
Mm.
But if you come to this small cars, like Xiaomi, mko na hiyo I think ni Xiaomi XU7 or some shit.
Mm.
Hyundai jo. Damn. Have ni kaa ndege jo.
Pro Chinese wako level nyingine.
Yeah, na hiyo ni generation 1. Kwa ndani
dashboard.
Tesla imeko in the business for how long? I think over close to 10 years.
Yeah,
over 10 years,
over a decade,
By the time Chinese wanafika 10 years, Buddha.
Ooh.
Itakuwa ni... Alafu umechiki saizi safety. Safety wanaguangesha ukuta na wanaangushia vitu juu.
Kanya aliangushia mpi.
Ile ukiingia kwa hii highway ya Mombasa, Buddha una shida, unaendesha vizuri kabisa. Raya trailer iko uko kwa blind spot, kambia niangukia tu. Niko saa.
Sasa rainy season.
Yeah. Like wanna do some crazy cuz hiyo ni nini? It's very practical. Hiyo kuangushia nini juu cuz wasa ukrashiwa. Unajua hivyo? Hiyo kukrashiwa hivi. Yeah. Kuna video fulani toka UG, I think. I don't know kama liwachigi. A few years back ile msewa nini ali lose control. Msewa hizi gari za cement. Ama ni cement. Yeah, ali lose control akaruka kwa pavement.
Oh, I saw.
Aki avoid ndai, alafu ikaangukia ndai.
Ikaangukia.
Yeah, sasa unachikiwa kiwa na hiyo ndani ya Chinese, there's a chance for you to survive.
Yeah.
Which me I want that chance to survive. But hiyo nini? I think your story ya Elon kuwa the richest person, I've never understood it. Cause the only way that Tesla survives is if everyone else is pushed out of the market. Now try and imagine, tuseme vile Spiro ama Spyro wamekuwa na very bad reputation. Try to imagine if they were the only ones allowed to kuwa kwa hii market.
Yeah.
And then they were there claiming that they're the richest. We'd be there like, no, you're pushing out competition. Acheki.
Yeah.
Because I think of course wame allow a few other electric nini kuwa huko, but they're the main people. So yeah, Tesla, I don't know. I don't understand. Would I buy Tesla stock? No. Would I buy Apple stock? Yes. Would I even buy Rivian stock? Yes. Rivian tengeza mandai poa.
Very nice cars.
Yeah, Rivian sana kuga na macho zingine.
Yeah.
Alafu mdosi wao si. Because ile falo wongea hivi stock inenda chini. Share notice.
I got too much in the public eye.
Yuko nini hicho. But, okay, alafu sasa kuna hii story of the pay as you earn model. So nyinyi mko involved aje cuz natiki niki research juu yenu pia nilicheki ni kama mna supporting this pay as you earn model. So as kijani boda, how does that help you?
So pay as you earn, we don't handle that.
Yes.
So we partner with a financing company.
Okay.
Let's say for example a bank.
Mm.
A bank comes on board, tuseme tu a local bank, KCB.
Okay.
Wa finance umse.
Mm.
But sasa umse tuseme ya kifinance wako kwa platform yetu.
Mm.
So sisi tuta cover down payment.
Mm.
But the rest sasa, the rider as he works atakuwa na analipa tu pole pole.
Mm.
And the daily rates are very low. kaso tatu hivi.
Oh, but kuna kitu moja ile ulisema ile siku kuuliza.
Yeah.
Ulisema that if I charge my bike for between 250 and 300.
Yes, yes.
I get how many kilometers?
80.
If I get 80 kilometers, how much is a liter? A liter is like, because a liter of petrol is like 200 and something.
Mbili, no.
Eh.
Yeah.
Also, it's like, so kwa nduthi, it's like 1 liter is like 70 km, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I have not, actually, I don't know.
Yes, and it's close to.
Yeah.
It's close to ko, 70 km. And normally, Azi, not 70 km. Mm. I wanted to ask, 1 liter of petrol normally kwa nduthi ni how many kilometers? Because electric wise it's like 1 liter is around 70 km. Mm. Sindio? Or maybe 75 km. So how much is nduthi ya kawaida wagani? How much whatever per liter?
Ngata ya nduthi?
Yes.
Bro, I have no idea.
Yeah, so we need to ambia the savings, like, because we are assuming. Mm. Sindio? Yeah.
Oh,
assume that it's cheaper.
I get what you're saying.
To go electric.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, how is it? Is it actually cheaper?
It is cheaper by 30%, but I don't have the actual numbers with me.
Oh, by 30%.
Yeah, by 30%.
Okay,
yeah.
So it would mean that, let's see, 70%.
If you check, like...
So it's like 50 km per liter.
Yeah, if you check the Rome website, they break it down very well, the savings.
Oh, okay.
Compared to petrol bikes, what you save.
Alafu sasa uzuri wa hiyo pia ni hakuna hizi spinning... So jayo hiyo ndio kitu moja inasemekana ga one of the reasons why an electric car is easier to maintain than is cuz they
exactly know, yes.
Na jezi shit mtu worry. Oh, umeweka radiator imeshika moto.
Oh, hiyo ni sauti ya nini?
So there's a lot of moving parts.
Yes, there's a lot of moving parts kwa combustion engine.
Yes, yes. So they are easier to maintain actually. Easier and cheaper to maintain.
Yeah. Alafu ikikama to EVs Kenya, are we doing well? Are we doing like how far are we
cars wise
EV tukibonga juu ya bikes, let's start with bikes because cars I think tuko nyuma kabisa, sio?
Yeah, active bikes are in the market ni over 5k.
Okay,
active in the market. And kuna, of course, kuna now Spiro ameingia kwa soko. Rome wamekuwa Ambassador, Arc Ride, and they're still producing more bikes, so now na adoption ikirise over time. Pole pole tu. The more ina make business sense, the more people will come on board.
Oh.
Okay. So okay. On that EV end, bike ndio zina dominate. Gari ni kidogo sana.
Sana. Gari najua ni kidogo. And kwa gari itabidi itateka ni investor kusema so much charging stations kila pale. Lakini the best thing ni I think by the time gari zinafika Kenya, tutakuwa ile era ya Chinese batteries where Chinese size umekuwa ukicheki, sijui kuna gari zina charge. Sijui up to 50% in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wana do to crazy, I say. Because it has idea.
So battery tech, like, it improve.
Yeah.
Which means charging will be very quick.
Toko naishia pahali kwa, hey, charge imeisha, unaingia pahali.
In the next 15 years, utauliza, like the same way, watu uliza kama nyumba ziko na internet. Nasema, hizo flat zenu ziko na charging station.
Yeah.
I'm at pia mahoteli. This is tunajua tanzo na mahoteli. Park and charge well. We have nini.
Also, because
maybe even, we don't know, maybe even 15 years.
It's too much. Considering too the relationship yetu na China vile ni tight.
Yeah.
I think zita, because all it's going to take is one or two, three people kuingiza, izi ma electric za China. This is juma Xiaomi, ma Huawei.
Already kunao.
Namaanisha zile time zitaingia kwa wingi because right proper. Now gari za China zinaingia both. Jetua is not electric. Jetua ni petrol. Nacheki. Akina Cherry ni petrol. So they are very good cars. They look really good. Yes. Yes. But hybrid. We mean pure electric.
EV. Pure EV. Yeah.
Yes. Pure EV. Whatever. Yeah. Alafu chapa hizi potholes kwa za Kenya. Kome city glass. Yeah, no me balance ka glass kwa window. Upite jezi ma bumps. Ai raya zinapanga line. Sasa mimi nacheka hiyo gari.
Kwa mavoko.
Yeah, cuz ulichekile. Ulichekile challenge ya bump.
Ah.
Kulikuwa na challenge fulani ya bumps ya ilikuwa ni gari ya China. versus I think ilikuwa ni Audi, BMW, akuko na Benz hapo, si ndio?
Ndio Euro, hizo European cars.
Yeah, hizo kwa za Germany. Hizo Germany siko zina twerk. Ila China ilipita tu.
Oh, too late to strip.
Yeah.
Hizo.
To speed bumps.
Check. Yeah.
To speed bumps kibao.
Yeah, hizo zingine zina twerk hizo. Shida hii gari ni
movie bad.
ilikuwa funny sana. Cause me but I'll say wanna do vitu za ajab. Na wanafanya gari na nini? But tukimalizia so acha tukuulize so ni kijani boda.
Yes,
so sasa inasema iko available kwa Android. Na wasani za download like today.
Iko available kwa Play Store.
Na tayari uko na riders now. Tayari?
Walo shajoi? Yeah, kadhaa.
Oh, so nitataka wa Kenya waitafute pia watu.
Yeah, wasa inaba na. It's an alternative ride hailing app.
After the money remains in Kenya.
Yeah, it remains in Kenya also. Commission yetu ni less than all the other apps.
Oh, okay.
Now the first month, rider kisha sign up na a complete the first ride for whole month. And I keep everything and I earn. So that's an incentive for the riders. Passengers per kilometer rate ni cheaper than anyone else.
Okay. Yeah, because nyinyi hamnidi kutuma do inje.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm very proud by the fact that, because of the fact that una create tuma era hapa. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's support our own man. Like yes, we can't be here complaining. Wacha siku moja tukae chini tuanze kuangalia the Ian, the bubbliest of the bubbliest ni kijani boda. It's worth 1.6 trillion. Wow. I'll actually be happy. Unajua like we need to grow our own stuff. It can't be like everything. Tumetoka tu complain like we don't have culture. We don't have anything. We have nothing to
hold on to. Kenyan. This is ours.
Yeah, and that's one of the things ile nimeanza ku admire Gia. I think that's happening in the creative industry. So the creative industry imeanza ku create some sort of culture. So our festivals are festivaling now.
Unacheki they are working.
The Blankets and Wine. Like Blankets and Wine is happen leo ijae. Soulfest ime happen jana na ikaja. Understand? That was impossible back in the days.
That's what I embrace.
Yes. And that's what we need to do. We need to have more Kenyan stuff.
Yeah.
We need to embrace more Kenyan culture. And we need to push Kenya out there, man. This is a beautiful country.
It is.
It might have its
Kenya
nonsense.
Have everything.
From the lakes. Perfect weather.
Lakes, wildlife. Mountains.
Yeah.
Craters. Yeah.
Have you perfect weather, Joe?
Perfect weather, yeah.
I think we had a fact pele kwa zile story. Ni kwa wapi kule sijui gravity waga kwa equator. What happens?
Nanyuki.
I think it should be taken there if they do something. Yeah. Because now him, his facial expressions will be. And now, he can make people want to come there.
Yeah, juu ya kuchachisha.
You start to keep on juu ya Aisho speed.
Mm.
But yeah, man, that's us, man. Seated 3 minds, we could not even figure out what the three Kenyan culture is, man.
But looking forward to. Wacha akama to expose.
Because Ian alikuwa amepatia idea fulani of screen, akisema Aisho speed should meet... Alicia gani kasema there is enough Alicia in America. Like what's the Kenyan culture, man?
Like show fluid.
Yeah, man, let us know, man. But yeah. Oh shit. Damn. I show speed up and I show fluid. Oh damn, man. That would be something, man. But yeah, what's the Kenyan culture, man? Let Baki wetu ambi hapo.
Tuambi hapo kwa comments.
Yes, but Buddha jo, tunawish kijani boda happy and successful 2026.
Thank you.
Yeah, and to everyone out there, vile tumesema, this is the year of trying. Najua. Nimekuwa nikisikiza certain album, usikizaga some stuff na Ian. Ile raha yetu inaitwa Ransom. So iko na this line where ati a winner is a loser who tried one more time. Najua. So I think we should never be afraid of failing. Najua. I think that's one of the things ile muona gasa ki criticize Kibe. Oh, you're such a failure. You're a failed radio station presenter. A failed what? A failed this dude has tried all these things.
He's never given
and
up.
And he's never failed. He's always reached a certain level. The only thing he failed in past. Was pastor.
Yeah.
But radio was somehow he failed. He quit radio. After radio, he went to podcasting. He was excellent at it. Yes? After that, he right now is an author. That book is selling.
It is selling, bro.
Yeah. So you can't, Alafu, always admire that. I think that's one of the things Upper Kenya we find it hard to do, to just admire people who try. And sometimes they fail and sometimes they succeed. And that person, even eventually, if we are lucky enough to be on our deathbed, in a time to remember, you're about to take, unakufa with a smile on your face.
Man.
Because you tried.
You actually
There's nothing worse that you never took the shot. Like, kukotu hapo, like, oh, nikonagopa, mafala kwa Instagram, wanasema nili fail. Atatua kuenda jo. So, I think that's what, man. Let's, 2026,
yeah.
Just try. If it works, it works.
If it doesn't, skip also, moving.
Magati, don't think about what if it doesn't work. Think about what if it works. Yes. So 2026, we are trying.
Yeah.
So kama kawaida, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema, Eko Nene.
Eko Nene.